Here by the Mishnah, the Flam Zayin Amar Aleph. Yeboloi lemizra pazora. Now the Kohen Gadol, after he said the Vidui, Hanit Par, now he walked downward to the east side of the Azor, all the way down. Litzofen HaMizbeach, he still has to be on the Tzvoin, on the north side of the Mizbeach, which is the north side of the Azor still. Now, Haskan Yemino, when he walked down there, the Skan, the second in charge, was on his right side of the Kohen Gadol. For Rosh Beis Av Mismoli. And the head of the Beis Av, like every day, there was another Beis Av of the Kohanim that used to do the Avodah of that day. So the head of that day, the Rosh Beis Av, was Mismoli. He walked on the left side of the Kohen Gadol. And they walked, up until now, he was all the way up, near the Ulam. Now he walked downwards towards the entrance of the Shar Mizrach. And Visham Shnei Sirim. Over there, by the Mizrach, by the beginning of the Azara, were two Sirim. Shom Shnei Sirim. The Kalfei Hoise Shom. And there was a box. Ubo Shnei Gerolis. It's in this box, they made the two Gerolis. That's why it shows now for the two Sirim, which one should be Lashem and which one should be Lazozel. Hez Ubo Shnei Gerolis. Shel Ash Geroya. It was made from wood. And the Gerolis, says the pieces of wasn't paper, was made out of pieces of wood that it was written on it. One was written Lashem, and one was written Lazozel. Hoyu. It was made from wood. The Osen Ben Gamlo, now this Kohen Gadol, Ben Gamlo, when he became Kohen Gadol, he made it Shel Zahav. He made it out of gold. As up until then, we used to take the Gerolis to choose which seer should be Lashem, which one should be Lazozel. You should just use wooden pieces. And he came, he made a golden piece. And the Chum liked what he did. He did a good thing. They gave him like a Yashakoyach what he was doing. They said, Hidu Mitzvah, you're making it from gold now. Now, Mishnah has a few other things that they changed later on. Now, Ben Kotin, like another Kohen Gadol, also Yud Beis Dad Lekir. When he came, the Kiyah usually, Shaloi Hoya Loi Elishnayim. Usually, the Kiyah, that's the big bucket of water that you take from the, it's a Kli Sharis, that the Kohanim are Kaddish their hands in the morning, that they take the water from the Kli Sharis, from the Kiyah. So, up until then, there was only two sprouts of water coming out. He made that there should be 12 sprouts that water comes out from. And we'll see in the Gemara why. That in order that all the Yud-based Kohanim that took care of the Korban HaTamid should be able to wash their hands at the same time. The Yafu also did another thing also. This Ben Kotin. He also made the Yafu Oiseh Mukhni Lekir. He made a type of a system to lower down the Kir. Mukhni is like a galgal, a wheel, that to lower down the Kir into a bor, into a mikvah. Shilayiyu Meimov Nisolam Balina. Because that the water inside the kiyur should not have a psul leaner on it. Because Allah is the kiyur, this basin of water, was a klisharis. And any time you put water into it, it was mekadesh the water. The water has like a kedusha saguf on it now. So you're only allowed to use that water the daytime. When it stays overnight, it has a psul leaner. The next day, you can't use it. So it's not nice that the water in the kiyur should become posel. See, made an eitzer is, will lower down the whole kiyur, the whole basin, they used to put down at nighttime into a mikvah, and the water overnight would be attached to the mikvah, so therefore there wouldn't be a psul leaner on it. There wouldn't be any psul leaner, since like the water is like bottled to the mikvah water. So that's what he made. He made a special way to lower it down into the well, so he made like this mukhni. That's called this galgal, this type of a wheel, to lower it down. Munvas HaMelech, another thing happened, was Munvas HaMelech, he made all the handles of the kelim that the Kohen Gadol used on Yom Kippur, he made it from gold. He only made the handle and not the kli itself. And the Gemara is going to ask the question, why didn't he make the whole kli, the whole vessel out of gold? Why did he only make just the handle out of gold? Now see, the Gemara answers, we're talking about the knife. So the knife, you can't make the knife itself out of gold, mashmit's not so sharp then. So we can only make the handle out of gold. Yehilni Imoi, his mother Hilni, she also did something. Is also saw Nivreshes Shelzov. She made a golden menorah. Nivreshes means a menorah. Shelzov made out of gold. And our Pesach Heichel used to leave it at the entrance to the Heichel. Now, and we'll see in the Gemara what happened from this. When the sun first came up in the morning, it used to, the rays used to hit the menorah and would shine out. Everybody could tell that now it's time to say Kriyat Shema. I will see this in the Gemara. But she made a nice menorah that they made out of gold that they put by the Heichel. The Yafi, Hilna HaMalka also made. The Yafi also saw a tavla shelzov. A tavla used to mean like a plank, a big piece of gold she made. She pasha soite ksuv aleha. That she let them write the pasha soite on it. And they used to hang it in the Beis HaMikdash like.
So any time the Saita came to the Beis Hamikdash, that the Kohen had a right, the Pasha Saita, the Kohen used to look at this tablo and just like copy it over. Just like all the psukim of the Saita written on this tablo, they used to write it over. So she made this beautiful piece made out of gold. Now Niknor, another thing happened in the Beis Hamikdash was Niknor, name of a person, Nasu Nisim Lodal Soysov. A lot of miracles happened when he brought two doors to the Beis Hamikdash to be used for Yemaskir and Eishon Leshvach. And the Chomim also gave him the big Yashar Koyach. It was nice what he did. Like we'll see in the Gemara, and that's why it's called the first entrance when they come into the Azara on Mizrach, on the east side, is called Shar Niknor after his name. Because of the Nisim, the miracles that happened with him. And we'll see all this in the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara now. So again, the first part of the mission was that the Kohen Gadol now walked to the bottom part of the Azara, walked all the way down to the east side, but also Tzvoyna on the north side of the Mizbeach, and there were the two Gerolis, the two Siriizim, the two goats, that used to make the Gerol to choose which one should be Lashem and which one should be Lazozel for the Avodah Shem Kippur. So Gemara says, Mi Dika Omar Litzofen HaMizbeach, since it says when he walked down to the east side, he still had to be the north of the Mizbeach, says Mashma, the east north, is Mechlal the Mizbeach Lav Bitzofen Koi. The Mizbeach itself was not at all on Sofen side of the Azara, but rather the Mizbeach itself was completely on the Dorim, on the south side of the Azara. Like the Mashal here, let's say this whole thing is the Azara. Now there's a middle part of the Azara. Smack in the middle, to the right of it is called Dorim, it's called Sofen, it's called north, and to the left of this point is called Dorim, it's called south. So the question was, the Mizbeach for sure was on the south side, and it was 62 amos long. Now the question is, did it only come mamish until the middle point? So at the end of the Mizbeach, that's where on the right starts Tzofen, starts north. But if you go on top of the Mizbeach, there's no part of Tzofen. On the top part of the Mizbeach is still called Dorim. That's the question. Where exactly was the Mizbeach? So our Mishnah is Mashma, you have to be Tzvoyna on the right, on the north side of the Mizbeach. Mashma, the whole Mizbeach was on the left side of the Azara, was on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach. And therefore, Tzofen started on the right of the Mizbeach. That's what's mashma for now, Mishnah. Heiz mi dekom al Tzofen ha-Mizbeach, mechlau de Mizbeach lav b'Tzofen koi. The Mizbeach itself was not on Tzofen side of the Mizbeach, of the Azara. Is mani. Who does our Mishnah go like? So Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. It has to go according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. The Tanya will not like this. The Pasuk says, v'shoch rosa yarecha al yarecha Mizbeach tzofen lofnei Hashem. So Gemara just brings down the end of the Pasuk, Tzofoyna lefnei Hashem. That means, Sheyehet Tzofen kule ponui. That the whole Tzofen, the whole north side of the Azara, should be empty. So the Ritzvah speaks out, even though it wasn't really empty, on the right side we had the Tabois we had before, there was Shochonas there. So it means it has to be empty for the purpose of a Shechita. Whatever you need for the Shechita could be there. You had to have Tabois ring there to put the head of the animal inside there. You had to have Shochonas there to make to clean out the insides of the animal. That would Tzorach HaShechita, that could be. But the whole right side of the Azara had to be pony and cleaned out to be Tzorach HaShechita. Where was the Mizbeach then? The complete Mizbeach was on the Dorim side. So our Mishnah goes like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Give Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The Mishnah before, we said before, when the Kohen Gadol used to say his vidui on his poroi, where was he? It had to be on Sofen side. It wasn't mamish adjacent of the Mizbeach. It was further up. It was more towards the Ulam. So we said, who holds that further on top of the Mizbeach, albeit it's on Sofen side of the Azara, is called Tzfoyna? It went according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. So who the Mishnah before goes according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. And now a Mishnah is going according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, so we're asking for a stira. Because the Havimina before was Mashma, before the Mishnah said, Bolo Yetzo Paro, Paro Hayo Oymed Ben Ulam Ulam Mizbeach. Now the Havimina is, the Ulam was like this. We say now the Mizbeach, let's say it's right some over here, the Mizbeach. So the Mashma, he was on top of the Mizbeach, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. So Mashma, the Mizbeach itself is on Sofen side. But that was Mashma according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. He went to do his vidui on top of the Mizbeach, in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, which had to also be on Sofen side of the Azara. So Mashma, the Mishnah before holds that the Mizbeach extended into the Sofen side of the Azara. Therefore, if you walk on top of the Mizbeach, in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, you're also called Betzvayna. And now we say, no, this Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov and holds no. Then if you go on top of the Mizbeach, you're not called Sofen, that's called Dorim. Sofen side of the Azara starts after the Mizbeach finishes.
Tchurut Tastiru to Tumish Naisen. So Morian says, Reb Reish Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Hi, Demora no Kula Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov Hi. V'toni B'dein Hula Mulam Mizbeach. The Mishnah before does not mean that Mamish the Kohen God was able to go like Mamish on top of the Mizbeach in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Avad, any part of the Mizbeach itself is on Durham's side. The Tzofen side only starts after the Mizbeach. It just means on its upper right hand corner. Just means on near the Ulam, in between the, where the Mizbeach is, but not right on top of the Mizbeach. Avad, more towards the right of the Mizbeach. You have to be on Tzofen's side. Smell is no stira. That we hold, at least these two Mishnahs hold, the whole Mizbeach was completely on the Durham side of the Azura. And the Tzofen starts after the Mizbeach, that's where Tzofen starts. Then the Mishnah says, Haskan b'yaminoi v'roish beis av b'smoili. Siskan was on the right of the Kohen Gadol, and the beis av, the roish beis av, was b'smoili on his left side. So the Mara Kaz, the Mara, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, Hamahalich li'yamin rabbi yareze abur. If somebody walks and he's going on the right side of his Rebbe, he's called like a bur, an empty person. So Rashi says, yareze abur. Afilu b'derech eretz ein aboki. He does not know hilchos derech eretz. Mashma, it's not nice to walk on the right side of your Rebbe. That's what Rebbe Yehuda holds. Spread the Gemara Kasha, Tanan, it says, now Mishnah, Haskan b'yaminoi, v'rosh be'sav b'smoili. It says, the Skan, the second in charge, walked on the right side of the Kohen Gadol, and the Rosh be'sav walks on the left side. Mashma, you are allowed to walk on the right side of your Rebbe. V'yoid, Nocha Kasha, Tanya, Shloisha Shoyim Alcha Maderech. The three people are walking together on the road, and there were two Talmidim with the Rebbe. Is Harav b'yemsa, the Rebbe should be in the middle. Gadol b'yaminoi, the bigger Talmud is on the right side. V'katim mismalu, the smaller one's on the left side. But I call upon him, you see, you are allowed to walk on the right side of your Rebbe. V'chein matzino b'shloisha malchi asharis, the same thing we find by Avraham Avinu. When the three malachim came to Avraham Avinu, they were also standing in a row, and not one behind the other. She'abo eitzel Avraham, michoil b'yemsa, he was in the middle. Gavriel b'yaminoi, urefoil b'smoiloi. So you see a ladder walk mamish in a straight row. You don't have to walk one behind the other. It's all not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi. Gimel shoyim alchem aderech layechol ze'ach hazeh. You're not supposed to walk like mamish from like Rabbi Yehuda says, one behind the other. Elo b'shurachat, you could walk in one line. V'chein metzinu b'malchi asheres. Medechsev shloisha nitzovim olov. Mechlal shebishura achas hevi kaimi. Ze'etzol ze'. They were in a straight row. These zechazek, because if they were going one behind the other, ain't there nitzavim olav el rishon? Who was standing in front of Avraham? Only the first one. Since it says all three, mashma they were in their one row. So you see, the kids, you are allowed to walk on the right side of your Rebbe. So it's a kashan Rebbe Yehuda. And for the Gemara, Tir Gemara of Shmuel bar Papa kaimei the Rav Ado kidei she yeschase boy Rabbi. When do we say it's also, like Rashi says, when did Rabbi Yehuda say you cannot walk on the right side of your Rebbe? You shouldn't walk in front, only in back of him. When we say you're not allowed to means shava b'shava, mamish on the right side of your Rebbe, like you're covering him up, that's not nice. That's not there covered. You have to walk a little bit behind him. But to walk right on the right side of him, like you're covering him up, that's no good. Here it says that they walked on the right side, not mamish, not the same line as him. They were a little bit in back of him. For the Morav Atanya, Mahala Keneged Rabbi Harei Zabur, it says, no, if you walk in front of your Rebbe, it's not nice, like an empty person. You don't know Hilchot Derech Eretz. Achura Rabbi, if you walk in back of your Rebbe, Harei Zemegasi Ruach. It's not a nice thing. So what are you telling me now? You're walking back of your Rebbe. It's not a nice thing to walk in back of your Rebbe. So Maran says, the mitzade that's duty. What we're saying now is true. Don't walk in front and don't walk in back of him. Walk on the side of him. But on the side, not mamish side next to your Rebbe, just a little bit in back of him. That's the way you're supposed to walk. Trashi, the mitzade that's duty. Loy etzel mamish, not mamish right on the side of him. But loy achuri mamish, not on the back of him. Just means a little bit. You're like near the Rebbe. But you're also on the side of him towards the back. That's okay. That's the way you're supposed to walk. A little bit like the diagonal of your Rebbe. That's the way you're supposed to walk. Right. Then the Mishnah says, V'kal fei hoy seshum. Why did the Kohen Gadol walk backwards to the east side of the Azara?
because that's where the kalfi was. That's the box. That in there they had the two gerolas. Uvosh nei gerolas that they used to choose which seir izim should be for Lashem and which one should be lazozim. Tana rabbonin. Note the price like this. The pasuk says v'nosan Aaron al shnei hasirim gerolas. On the two goats, Aaron puts a gerol. He puts this lottery, whatever we pick out. So it says the lashon gerolos. So we dashin gerolos means shakol dover. The lottery, the pieces could be made from anything, from wood, from paper, whatever you want, it could be made from. Now yochel, I would think from this pasuk, yitin shnayim al zeh v'shnayim al zeh. It says lashon of al shnei asirim gerolos, lashon rabim plural. Mashmi should put two lotteries on one and two on the other one. Talmud Leimer, right away the pasuk says no. Goyra lecho Lashem, only one goyra, one piece says Lashem on it. The goyra lecho lazozel, and one says lazozel on it. That's all. Now ein kan l'shem ela goyra lecho. There's only one goyra for Lashem. The ein kan lazozel ela lecho. There's only one goyra for lazozel. So the Gemara Yochel, I would think yitain shel shem v'shel lazozel azeh. True, like each goyra has to be separate. But I would have thought maybe you should put one and one on one. And another animal also you should put first the one Lashem and then the one Lazozla on both of them. So Rashi explains then how would it be the choosing then? If you put both on both of them, so Rashi's Mashmasam, this is the mitzvah what to do. Which one will choose? Whichever one we want to will take later Lashem, whichever one we want to will take later Lazozl. But maybe the stam and mitzvah of Gerolos, stam to put on top of the animal, both one Lashem, one Lazozl. So it was Mashmino that Avada, first we do the choosing. First we take out one and choose the one which is Lashem, and then we choose the one that is Lazozel. But maybe just after you choose it, still there's a mitzvah maybe, to put on both animals, one Lashem, one Lazozel. Talmud Leima, this the pasuk says, no, the Chorus repetition is saying over again, Talmud Leima, Goyer Lechot Lashem, Ein Kan Lashem Alechot. No, there's only one girl, only one lottery that says the word Lashem on it. The Ein Kan Lazozel Alechot. There's only one piece that says Lazozel. That's all. And the Kohen Gadol are picked, and whichever one came out on his right hand, that's what he put on top of the right animal, and whatever came on the left, he put on the left. So we're only saying one lottery for each one. Freddy Morium came, Matam Olema Gerolis. So why does the Pasuk say, V'nosan Aaron Ashnei Asirim Gerolis? Why does it say, Loshen Rabin Gerolis? And the Gemara, Sheiyu Shoven. It means both girls, both little pieces, should be alike. Shalaya Sechet Shazov Yechet Shakesiv. One can be made out of gold, and the other one out of silver. Echad Gadol V'Echad Katan. They have to be exactly alike. One can be bigger, one can be smaller. They have to be alike. Goyrolos. Then before we dash in, it says, Lashon Goyrolos, Shel Kol Dover. You can make it out of anything. Doesn't it have to be made out of gold or out of silver? It could even be made out of wood also. For the more pshit, of course, why not? It's only a lottery here. Like we're picking out which one should be. What's the happening to say? It has to be like something special. So the more, yes, Lois Srichos, I would have thought like this. Look at the time, like we learned. Lefi Shem Betzinu Betzitz Shah Shem Kosovolov. We know that the beggar, the coin gold, the wears it sits, it has the words Kodesh Lashem on it, it has Hashem's name on it, Vuhu Shel Zohav, and the mitzvah is with Afka to make it out of gold. Is Yochel Avzeh Kain, maybe here also the mitzvah should be to make it out of gold. Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, Goyrul Goyrul Riba. No, there's an extra word, it says two times Goyrul Lois, but this to be Marba, anything you want you can make it from. Rebil Shel Zayas, you can make it out of olive wood if you want. Rebil Shel Egos, make it out of nut wood if you want. And Rebel Shalashkarua, another type of wood, if you want. You don't have to make it out of gold, out of silver. If you want, you can make it out of wood. That's just Limus from Gerolos. As even though on one of them you have Hashem's name written on it, so don't learn out this one that sits to say a Dafka needs gold. That's the Chiddush here. No, you can do it without it. Right, and it says, Ben Kotin also Shnei Mosa Davlikir. He changed over the kir. Up until now, only had two sprouts of water coming out, and he now made another 10. There should be 12 altogether. Torn the Gunon to the Brice, why did he do this? Why from the kir, the basin of water, did he make so many sprouts coming out? Kidei shiyu shnei moser ochi bakahanim hu asukim betomid mekadishim yadeim v'raglayim v'asachas. He wanted that all the 12 kahanim that take care of part in making the korban tomid every morning, they should be able to wash their hands altogether. So that's why he made 12 sprouts and all 12 kanim could be mekadosh their hands together. Torna, we learned like this. Shacharis b'meluyoy, in the morning they used to fill up the kiyur to the top, there was a lot of water in the kiyur, mekadosh yodav raglav min elyon. Any kanim that came to mekadosh their hands in the morning, they would use a top sprout. And since there was a lot of water, it was filled to the top, so there was pressure on top. You could use this top sprout, the water would come out from there. Mashenkin Arbus, when it came towards the evening already, then Viridosai, when the water level came down, like you only filled it up in the morning, or if they had to fill it up maybe in the middle of the day, they filled it up a second time. But usually they filled it up in the morning, and they waited until it went down and down and down. So more towards the afternoon already, where the water level is lower, then Mekadish Yodav Ragvim in Atachtan. Then the answer is, use the bottom sprout, that's where the water will come out from, and that's the way you Mekadish Yodav Ragvim. But Mundas HaMelech, right, V'yafu Osu Muchni Lekir. And the second thing that Ben Cotton did is, he made this Muchni, this wheel, to lower down the kir into the well. My Muchni, what does Muchni mean? What do we make? Om Rabaya Gilgola, a wheel, Tevi Meshakeyale. With this wheel, it was able to lower down the whole kir into the well. Today, that at night time, when the water should not have a psulina, shouldn't become pustle overnight, so they used to put the whole kiyur down into the mikveh, into the well, so the water would be bottled to the well water, and there wouldn't be psalachal psulina on it. So they used to make a special type of a lowering system, this wheel, to lower it down. But then, munvas hamelech osa kol yodas hakelim. The Mishnah says, munvas hamelech made that for Yom Kippur, all the handles of the kelim the Kohen Gadol used, he made them out of gold. Why did he only make the handle? Why didn't he make the keli itself out of gold? Let him take the keli and make it out of gold. Why, what's that for the handle he made out of gold? And the Gemara, Rabaya, biyodo sakinim. We're talking about now the handles of knives. That's what we're talking about. Like Rashi says, biyodo sakinim, she'ef shalasa sakinayim, sakinim atzmon shalzov. You can't make the knives itself made out of gold. Vaisel doesn't get that sharp, you can't cut that well, so you don't make a knife out of gold. So therefore, what he made was just the handle he made out of gold. So that was a nice thing to do. But the rest of the kelim maybe he did make out of gold. For the Gemara like this, Akasha Mesavei, we learned, Afu also kani kelim. He also made the base of the vessels. The ugne kelim, and the rims of the kelim. The yodas kelim, and the handle of kelim. The yodas takinim, and the handles of knives. Shal yom kippurim shal zov. He made it out of gold. So the kids, here you see, what did he make out of gold? Not only the handles of knives, but the handles of other kelim also. So here's the question now. Why did the yodas of kelim, did he only make the handles? Why didn't he make the whole kli out of gold? Like, why does it say, v'yodas of kelim? Mashma, regular vessel, he only made the handle. Why didn't he make the whole vessel out of gold? Samdi Gemara, Tirguma, Abaya, v'kitsa denargi v'chatzini. Again, it doesn't mean regular kelim. It means the holster, like what you hold the sword in there. The nagi v'chatzini, also the hatchet. So there are also kelim that you could not make the kli itself made out of gold. That's why you only made the handle. If anything you have to use to cut with, you can't use gold to cut with. So therefore, they made only the handle of these things, making it made out of gold. The Rashi says the katzo the nagi v'chatzini yodes akardumas, the handle of the kardum of the hatchet umagolis. He was used to cut chop down with, that's what he only made the handle from. Because the kli itself you can't make out of gold, it doesn't cut so good. By the then the Mishnah says, Hilni Ima, his mother Hilni, also saw Nivresha Shozov. She made a golden menorah that she gave over to the Beit HaMikdash and used to put it in the Heichel, in front of the Heichel. Torah was learned like this in the Braisa, that Bishor Shechama Zarachas, as soon as it became Netzachama, sunrise in the morning, when the sun rays started to come out, is nitzaitzaitz yoytzimimenu. The rays would shoot off, reflect off this menorah. V'hakol yoydim shehagia zman kriyishma. Everybody would know, like now it's nitzachama, it's sunrise already, and it's time to say kriyishma. So it was mamash in a place at the beginning of the heichom that everybody in the azara could see, know clearly now it's called nitzacham. Rashi says, nitzaitz yoyz, zuhuriyas shehachama zarachas min hamizvach. Like the rays that reflects off the sun, because the sun comes up on the east side. The opening, the entrance of the Heichol was on the west side. So it's very good. The sun on the east side was shining towards the west side. So the menorah was on the west side. The rays would shoot off the menorah. Shegiyas man kruzes as a frashi. Can I tell you, like we learned the Moram Brachis, mitzvos im ha-neitzachama. When is the mitzvah to say kriyishma? Im ha-neitzachama. Like the Vesikin used to do. They used to say kriyishma im ha-neitzachama. The Tosfos speaks out, even though like a Abaye, there the Gemara comes out, that you're supposed to say Kriyishma a little bit before Hanetzachama. Because we hold the Ikra of Kvasikin is that you should say Shmonesrei right at the beginning of Hanetzachama,
And kadei to be some magula letzvila, you say Krishma a little bit right before that. Kadei that as soon as you say Glal Yisrael, then it should be Neitzachamam, and then you should dive in Krishma. So today is really asking for kasha. Here it's Master Faketa. The Ikas Man Krishma is after it came Neitzachama. That's when they said Krishma. So Tosis answers Enoch Namias. The Din Krishma itself, maybe the Ikas Man is after Haneitzachama. But because they wanted to be Gusama Gulu Tfilo, and the Din of Krishma of Shmonesra is also to be said at the beginning of Haneitzachama. Therefore, they used to daven Krishma Kebesikon a little bit earlier. Today, that as soon as they got up to Gal Yisrael, that's when it was Neitzachama, and that's when the Davin Shachris of the Shemoneh Esrei. But I call upon him, and when it shined off here, people knew now was the time to say Krishma in the Azor. So the Havimimir is that all the Kahanim in the Beis Hamikdash said Krishma by Neitzachama, like when this ray started to shine off the menorah. But the Markash is not like that. Meisibay, Hakoy Reshma, somebody says Krishma, Shachris Iman She Mishma. They say at the same time that the Anshe Mishma, the Kahanim, that are doing the Avodah that day, if you say Krishma, the same time these people, the Kahanim, say Krishma, or else the Anshe Maimed, if people say Krishma at the same time, Anshe Maimed means the Yisraelim. They used to come, they're like a Shliach from the Tzibur, that when the Kahanim used to bring a Korban Tzibur, there's an Indian, the Bailam of Yisrael, should be standing there watching them bring his Korban. So it used to be like Shluchim from the Tzibur to stand there when they brought the Korban Tzibur. So the Anshei Maimid, when they said Krishma, if somebody else would say it the same time they say it, is lo yotza. You should know you're not being the kind that you commit as Krishma. Why? Because the Kahanim in the Beis Hamikdash that used to do the Avodah used to say Krishma too early. The Anshei Maimid Ma'achrim, and the people that used to swear, just stand there and used to watch them bring the Korban HaTamid, used to bring the Korbanis, they said Krishma after the Korban HaTamid, which is a little bit too late from the Ikiras Man. That's the Kasha Mash, where the people in the Beis Hamikdash itself did not say Krishma at the right time by Haneitzachama. And here it's Mashma that she had this menorah there, and everybody knew that now was the time to say Krishma. And the Gemara Omer Abaya Lishar Omer Dibu Shalayim. Enoch Nami. We're not talking about the Kahanim or the Anshei Maimed. We're talking about other people that were in the Azorim. The rest of the people of Yerushalayim, whoever came into the Azorim, into the Beis Hamikdash, and when they saw the rays shining off the menorah, they knew now it's called Neitzachama, now it's sunrise, now it's the time to say Krishma. Enoch Nami. Those people would go and say Krishma at the right time. Even though the Kahanim that did the Avodah had to say a little bit earlier. And the Anshei Maimed said a little bit later. Good, they said early, they said later. But the rest of the people, Enoch Nami, in the Azorah, said it at the right time. So, Drashi, Shanshei, Mishma, Shekhanim, Shavoidah, Mutelas Aleim, Magdimim, Lekroisa, Koidim Ayim. They used to say Krishma before day. Shemo, Tim, Shechaleim, Havoidah. Maybe the Avoidah will take a long time. The Yimna, Malikras, they won't have enough time to say Krishma at all. Therefore, they used to say Krishma a little bit earlier. So I'm not sure exactly what Rashi means, Kodem Yom, it means Mamish, Kodem Yom. And there's like one man, Yom of Rachish, it could be Yetzir Krishma then. Or else maybe Rashi just means Kodem Yom, means Kodem Zricha Sachama. Or Mashenken, they said it after Erla Sashachem maybe. Or the kids said they said it earlier than the Ikas man Krishma is. Because they were afraid if they'd wait longer, the Avodah would take too long, they wouldn't get a chance to say Krishma. So he used to say it very early. The Yanshei Maimit, Rashi Yisrael, Ha'aimdim B'Shlichos HaTzibur, or Yisrael that was in there B'Shasta Kabonis, he was a Shliach for the Tzibur, Ala Korban. Shenema, the Pesuk says, Tishmeru L'Hakvav Li, means Mitzvah Shiyu Mishamrim V'Aimdim Al Kabonim. There's a Mitzvah for Yisrael to be there and watching the way they bring our Kabonis. Hochi Dorosh Tov B'Sifri V'Masechtatainis. So they said Krishma, when Mi'achrin, Likres Ad Kaloysa Avoides HaTomid, they used to wait till after they finished bringing the Korban HaTomid. So they said it much later. So Bazoi, what do you mean to say that the people in the Azorah, when they saw the rains coming off the menorah, they said Krishma right away? The Kahanim didn't say it. The Anshei Maimed didn't say it. There's the Enoch Nami Lishar Rama. Haboyim B'Azorah, the rest of Yerushalayim, the people that would stand be in the Beis Hamikdash in the Azorah, who simmed, this was the sign, Lohidiyaz Man Krishma, that they should know, now is the Ikiz Man to say Krishma. Now the rays are shining off the menorah, now it's called Neitzachama, now the Ikiz Man went to say Krishma. But then it says, the Afi Ostasa Tavla, it says also she did another thing, that she made a tavla, a big piece of gold, that she wrote the Megillah Sotir on the piece of gold. That's what she did. And this was like used
that later when the Saito come to the Beis Hamikdash and the Kohen had to write the Pashas of Saito, that they had to write the Psukim on a cloth, the Kohen would look at this Tavlo and like copy it over from this Tavlo, they would copy over to write down the Megillah's Saito. But she made a beautiful one just to be used to look at others made out of gold. So the Gemara,